A title appears. Lambert the Sheepish Lion. Under a moonlit sky speckled with stars, a flock of sheep snuggle together in a tight grouping as they sleep.
Once upon a time, a springtime, as a matter of fact, a nighttime, a certain flock of sheep had a visit from old Mr. Stork.
A stork wearing a mail carrier cap soars down with a bundle dangling from his beak, then crash lands in a flurry of feathers.
Rough trip.
Slinging the bag over his shoulder, he takes a few steps before setting it down and opening it.
Well, here we are. Pardon me. I mean, here we are now. Please don't crowd each other.
Six little lambs peer around.
Pick out the ewe that you like best, and she will be your mother.
A ewe with a red bell around her neck grins excitedly and wags her tail, but all the little lambs pass her by. As the babies snuggle with their new moms, the ewe with the bell weeps. She trudges sadly away from the others. Meanwhile, the stork nudges another critter lying on his unbundled blanket.
Come on, you lazy little lamb. It's time you were awake.
It's a little lion cub.
That's not a lamb. Oh, there must be some mistake. Where am I? Leopards, lizards, oh dear, lynxes, wrong thing, lambs, llamas. Oh, how did this happen to me?
The cub notices lambs cuddling with their moms, then he spots the ewe with the red bell crying all by herself. The little lion cub scrambles over the sad ewe and rubs happily against her neck and head as the stork checks his notes.
Lambert? But that's no lamb at all. Lambert is a lion. South Africa? Oh, goodness me. I've got to do some flying. Come, Lambert. Pardon me.
The stork steps over sleeping sheep.
Sorry. Oh, Mrs. Sheep.
The ewe and lion cuddle.
I'm afraid there's been a slight bungle.
He snatches the cub.
I'll take that vicious little brute and drop him in the jungle.
The ewe with the bell charges angrily and launches the stork up into the air.
Well, goodness. Heavens to Betsy. All right. Let her have it. Let her have anything she wants, for heaven's sakes. I'm only a delivery service. That's all.
He flies off.
Well, the next morning when the sun rose, the sheep rose, and all the little lambs were being tidied up by their mothers.
Lambert's mom licks him clean.
And Lambert there, just look at the little guy. Why, he could hardly wait to run and jump and gamble with his brothers.
Lambert tries to baw like the others.
Uh-oh. You're right. There's something wrong.
He tries again.
The other lambs all laughed at him and teased him with a song.
Lambert, you can't even baw, you can't even bleat. Your ears are too big, and so are your feet. Lambert, your tail is too short, and so is your wool. There isn't enough for one bag full.
Lambert sulks back to his mom.
Lambert, the sheepish lion, Lambert, is always trying to be a wild and woolly sheep. Lambert, the sheepish lion. Little lambs all love to butt their heads on a stone. Lambert thought that he could lick a dozen lambs alone, while the other lambs all gathered round to watch this funny bout.
The cub charges at a lamb.
He wanted to be counted in.
They knock heads and Lambert goes flying.
But he was counted out.
Lambert drops.
Lambert, the sheepish lion, Lambert is always trying to be a wild and woolly sheep. Lambert, the sheepish lion. The little lambs got Lambert's goat. He was a nervous wreck. He had to hide behind his maw to save his little neck. He couldn't baw and he couldn't butt. At last, poor Lambert knew. He hated to admit that he was yellow through and through.
A tear falls from Lambert's eye.
Time changes everything.
The little spring lambs were sheep by fall. And Lambert's ma, oh, was she proud of him, because she had the biggest sheep, isn't he huge?
Lambert, now a giant lion, smiles.
However, he's still the butt of all their jokes and takes it on the chin.
A sheep rams him.
But he's not ferocious like a sheep, but he has a sheepish grin.
Having been knocked into a pond, Lambert grins as the sheep laugh at him.
One night, the sheep were fast asleep. Lambert woke up with a fright, for he had heard an awful sound.
Crouched on a rocky outcropping, a wolf howls.
And saw an awful, awful sight. A hungry wolf had found the flock. Lambert was petrified.
Drooling, the wolf draws slowly closer. Lambert covers his eyes timidly as the wolf closes in, the beast's sharp teeth gleaming in the darkness. With his mother sleeping beside him, Lambert trembles with fear, his paws pressed over his eyes. The wolf grabs Lambert's mom by the tail and begins dragging her off.
Lambert!
Lambert lifts his head.
Mama!
Lambert looks around desperately, then points the wolf out to the sheep, but they dash away in terror, hiding behind trees.
He couldn't baw, he couldn't butt.
Lambert!
He was big, but he was yellow.
Leaning over Lambert's mom, the wolf licks his lips hungrily.
Lambert!
She flees, and the wolf chases, snapping his jaws.
Lambert
chews on his nails as his mom dashes up a slope to the edge of a cliff where she's trapped with no escape.
But when he saw this gruesome sight,
Lambert!
And heard his mother crying,
Lambert!
Something snapped inside of him.
Sparks fly and colors flash all around Lambert.
He was a raging lion.
The wolf blinks nervously and his ears droop. Lambert charges and the wolf scrambles around the edge of the cliff, then cowers fearfully. Lambert rams him off the cliff. Later, Lambert's mom struts proudly.
Lambert's mother is so proud, and the sheep have changed their tune.
The sheep all carry Lambert.
The sheepish lion Lambert, there's no denying now he's a wild and woolly sheep. Instead of a sheepish, wailing and weepish, little bo peepish.
The wolf dangles from a branch.
Incidentally, don't worry about that hungry wolf. He has a place to cling. He won't starve, because that bush has berries every spring.
Words appear. The end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Mike DeBonis.